Joining me now is one of the IT wizards of Wall Street. He has been a regular on my show in times past, and I want to introduce him to this national audience now. Juan Newsom, welcome back to the C.L. Bryant Show. How are you, brother?
I'm fine. Hey, Phil. How you doing?
I am doing absolutely fantastic, Juan, and I certainly hope that you are doing the same. Juan is a financial service expert there on Wall Street, and he has a show called The Cure, cureradioshow.com, cureradioshow.com. Be sure to look him up and tune him in. Juan, I have a question for you, man. We are seeing the stock market and portfolios just absolutely exploding. People are happy who have investments and so forth. How long does it last, in your opinion, or does it come crashing down real soon?
Well, they have to pass this tax reform bill, and there's a lot of positives. I mean, they could have went a little further, in my opinion, but this is a step in the right direction, especially, you know, corporations, you know, they need to see and have the incentive to create jobs here, and lowering the corporate tax is going to go a long way to creating more jobs here. A lot of people across the country, they're going to see the impact on our economy. Right now, we're doing 3% growth, 3% GDP. It can go up even more once they pass this plan and there's more stability in terms of the tax code, and it's going to help the market.
I am glad that you put it in that frame, Juan, because it is important that we understand that there is something good happening. Now, when we look at the GDP, the growth in the GDP, do you attribute that to the policies of this president, or is that something that would have happened in the course of time anyway? That is a question that's on the mind of a lot of people who are skeptics about Trump.
I think the policies of President Trump is going a long way. I mean, if you really look at his deregulation agenda, I mean, it's ingenious. It's straight out of the Reagan playbook. And it's definitely, according to analysts, he's on the road to even surpassing Reagan already in terms of deregulation. So that's helping a lot. The fact you have a president that's in there that adds more confidence to job creators, you know, that's confidence that we lost under the previous administration, where you had a president that was very pro-government, pro-taxes, socialism. So people run away from that. You know, as you notice, when the Obama administration were transitioning into office, we shedded a lot of jobs, and that's because employers know what they're in for with those type of leaders.
Juan,
so I think a lot of it is attributed to Trump's agenda.
Juan, you mentioned that we must pass this some form of tax reform. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know if we're going to get there. But I need to ask you this question as well. If we fail, if Republicans fail, and by the way, folks, full disclosure, Juan Newsom and I both are conservative black men in America. And we are fiscal conservatives as well. We're fiscal conservatives as well. Let me ask you this. If we fail, if the Republicans fail to do this, do we see an implosion of the party come midterms next year?
I don't think so. I think President Trump is safe for 2020, and I know a lot of people think those polls are wrong. I mean, he's up at 50% now. Who knows what the real polls are? Those polls are wrong. I think people have a lot of confidence in Trump. And his deregulation agenda, like I said, is helping a lot. If they pass the tax reform, it's icing on the cake. But he's really put strategically and politically, he's a genius because he put the Democrats up against the working class of this country. So he's making the Democrats choose between the DACA illegal, for example, and the working class people. And that's the same he's done to the Republicans with this tax reform bill. And the Democrats, of course. So I believe that next year we're going to still have victories. Nobody, the Democrats don't have a vision. Like, what's the vision for next year? It can't be, people can't eat and put on their kitchen table, let's impeach Trump or Russian collusion. And I don't think the Democrats, they're not going to get that until 2018. I think Trump is safe for 2020. I think the Republicans are safer than they think they are in 2018 because the Democrats don't have an agenda. They've lost their base, pretty much. The blue-collar working class voters, they've lost that. You know, all of this chatter about, yeah, we lost Virginia with the lesbian, we lost New Jersey. The Democrats might have lost pieces of that blue wall forever, and no one's talking about it.
Wow. You know what, Juan? That's a very, very provocative statement that you have just said. The Democrats, folks, wherever you're listening to the show, hear this. The Democrats, Juan Newsom, who is an IT specialist there on Wall Street in New York City, has been there for several years now, and he has his own show, CureRadioShow.com. Tune him in. CureRadioShow.com.
.net. .us.
Well, Ron, you go ahead and tell folks how to get a hold of you since we're on that. Go ahead and tell us.
So it's CureRadioShow.us. I'm on SoundCloud as well, and all of my information is on my site.
Fantastic.
CureRadioShow.us.
CureRadioShow.us. Then you can get Juan Newsom's show there. But you said something. The Democrat Party may have lost a chunk of blue that they may never retrieve. Now, you're saying this as a resident of the state of New York, a blue, solidly blue state. I think you're saying something with authority there, man. You're saying something in the know. Please continue with that thought.
Well, I grew up in Virginia when it was red, like crimson red. And so I noticed the transition. My transition between the two states, I've gotten to know the politics really well. Now, pieces of that blue wall, you're talking about blue-collar people, Democrats, Christians, pro-gun, you know, they might not be conservative per se, but they have some of the attributes of conservatism, especially in those blue wall states, Pennsylvania, you know, Wisconsin, places like that. And so you have all of these blue-collar people, and the Democratic Party has abandoned them over time. And they've become more pro-government and socialism, and now you see all of the anti-American sentiment. And so I believe that they've lost that base for the long term. If you look back in 2016, you had roughly 90,000 Democrats in Pennsylvania that changed parties. That's very significant. And, you know, the liberals, they're lying to themselves again. They're looking at the news of the day, and they think people are going to be fooled by some of these stories and by the coverage of Trump. But they've ignored that to elect Trump. So all of this Russian collusion and the stuff going on with Judge Moore, people are going to continue to ignore that because the media is not trusted. And the Democratic Party is even less trusted than the media. That's how bad things are. The Republicans could end up running the table for the next 20, 25 years. And I don't know if liberals realize that or they're lying to themselves or they're trying to convince the public, but that's where we are. That's why Hillary Clinton has lost. They don't have a bench for 2020. They don't have a bench for 2024. Who are you going to put up against Trump in 2020? Biden?
I hope they do. I hope they put Biden up. And, hey, listen, you know as well as I do, another black candidate running for president, male black candidate running for president out of the Republican, out of the Democrat Party, does not have a prayer. Obama has ruined that for a long time. Juan, I want you to stay with me. Stay with
me. Car is done.
Stay with me through the break, brother. Don't go anywhere if you can stay. Stay with me through the break. I'll be back with Juan Newsom, and he is the host of his own show there. Juan, give us CureRadioShow.usa. Is that right?
No, .us.
.us. CureRadioShow.us, yes. With Juan Newsom. He's my special guest here on the home stretch of the C.L. Bryan Show on this gateway day to the weekend, Thursday, in the greatest land on the face of the earth, the greatest success story the world has ever known, and that is America. I'm C.L. We're going to return with Juan Newsom after these brief words from a couple of our sponsors. Don't you go anywhere. Back in a minute.
Chevy Land on Urey Drive in Shreveport is proud to showcase the technological advances and innovations now available on every new Chevrolet car and truck. Behind the wheel of a new Chevrolet is to know where you are, where you're going, how long it'll take to get there. Chevy Land, your full-service Chevrolet dealership for more than 50 years.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Yoakum Toyota believes in the American way of life, the American free enterprise system, and the exceptionalism of our people who have made America the greatest nation in all of world history. Yoakum Toyota believes that now is the time for all who believe in the American dream to reclaim the values of freedom, personal initiative, and unencumbered economic opportunity. Yoakum Toyota, on Burt Coons in Shreveport.
The C.L. Bryant Radio Show continues to bring a fresh perspective on hot topics and current events to his daily broadcast. C.L. believes that a platform needs to be available for people of all ethnic backgrounds to come together, voice their opinions, and ask questions. His radio show offers solutions to problems we all face and presents a clear path away from the edge. Information on underwriting the C.L. Bryant Show can be found at PromiseTalkRadio.org or from Mike Duncan, 318-550-2000. C.L. Bryant, a man who loves God and his country.
CL back with you on the home stretch today of the CL Bryant Show. Folks, 1 week. 1 week from today will be Thanksgiving, and there is so much. Regardless if you have much or little, you should be thankful that you have been born and that you are a citizen of this great nation, America, and do your part to make it even better for a more perfect union for all of us and, of course, your posterity, your children, and your grandchildren. On with me right now is IT and finance expert there on Wall Street, financial services in the financial services industry. That is my good friend Juan Newsom. And Juan, I want to sort of shift gears now. We've been talking about how you can't eat the collusion, you can't eat impeach Trump and all of that. And that, those were very good points that you brought up. But the president has come back now from his Asia, Southeast Asian tour, and there was something that occurred while he was over there that I want you to chime in on for us. One, some nearly 7-foot basketball players, black they were caught stealing in Louis Vuitton there in China. One, is it an indication of an entitlement mentality when UCLA basketball players, these are very talented kids, are caught shoplifting in China? How did they think somebody was going to miss them? I mean, how could you miss in China? Yeah. A black nearly seven foot guy. What? I don't get it, Juan. What's that about? Tell me. They must have done that before. I don't know.
It's something they've probably definitely done before. Not only is it's an attitude of entitlement, but it's just really globally stupid to go over somewhere internationally and commit a crime. You know, you're not going to – it's not as if they're in the Fox Hill Mall and they're shoplifting Louis Vuitton and you may get a slap on the wrist, you may get off. You're in China. They have stricter, way stricter laws, especially for international travel, and that was just That was really stupid. Now, from what I've understood, the young men have been suspended from basketball indefinitely. So
yeah,
it's a tough break, but it's a lot better than being in China in jail for like 10 years.
One, I have been bringing attention, speaking of jail time, I've been bringing attention to something that's going on out in Nevada, and I would love it if you would research it yourself. I had on my show a little bit earlier, Joe Carey, a very good friend of mine. He comes on this same venue or this same platform, Red State Talk Radio, right after me every day. But he's out there with the Cliven Bundy trial. Cliven Bundy has been in jail now for 600 days. You'll recall that he is the rancher there who stood up against the government. And it is an atrocity in my estimation, and I really would consider it a personal favor if you would bring some attention to it yourself. I say that to say this. Do you think that there is a collusion between some Republicans and some Democrats when it comes to fundamentally changing the way we do business in this country? It just seems just too suspect that Trump has been opposed on many fronts, and even this tax reform deal is being opposed. What do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, you look at Washington, see, we generate roughly $3 trillion in tax revenue. That's money that the taxpayer that's money from the taxpayer going into Washington, D.C. Now, the job of a lot of special interests and a lot of lobbyists is to get a piece of that $3 trillion. And they donate to our politicians. They support them. Some politicians leave D.C. and go work in the private sector for some of the people that lobby them. So this is a huge problem, having both parties there. That's why they're opposing this guy, Judge Moore. He's going to shake the tree a little bit, just like Trump. You know, they don't want outsiders there. They don't want President Trump, I feel, to succeed, because they have their little crap game going on in Washington, D.C. And that's why this tax reform bill is good. But you know what would be even better? If they control some of the spending, that's where the real savings are. And tax plan, for example, we talked about, it could be more aggressive if they were controlling the spending. But lobbyists and special interests are there making sure that the spending keeps ratcheting up. And we have this tax plan that's good, but it could be even more. Because, you know, when Reagan cut taxes back in the 80s, you know, the economy exploded. I mean, in 1983, there were 4 million jobs created in that year alone. So we need that type of reform to have robust growth. We're $20 trillion in debt. We need robust growth to pay that debt off. And we're not getting that because, like you told me, the collusion between both parties.
They enjoy being in the swamp together. Juan Newsom brings that to your attention as well on his show, The Cure, CureRadioShow.us, CureRadioShow.us. And Juan, I want to thank you for coming on with me, and God bless you and God keep you is my prayer for you, man. I'll probably be calling you here within the next 24, 48 hours, or Michelle will be contacting you. There's some things that we're going to want to do together. And God bless you, man. Thank you so much for your friendship, and I'll talk to you real soon.
Thanks again, CEO. Thanks.
You betcha. That was Juan Newsom, and really glad to have him on. He is a brilliant young man, and remember that name because you will be hearing it, no doubt, in our American future.